Main Street of Battle Lake is a quiet place these days. Fall leaves have replaced summer's crowds and traffic blowing down the street. Milt Copad owns a hardware store on Battle Lake's Main Street. While he likes the summer business, there are some things he doesn't miss.
Driving with windows down and the levels cranked up so high in the vehicles, it's actually, we have quarter-inch plate glass windows on the store, and we have it where it actually shakes the windows in the store.
Sounds that break the idyllic setting of Battle Lake. Mowers, loud parties, machinery, barking dogs, and loud cars. So, like many communities, Battle Lake has passed a noise ordinance. But Mayor Bobby Tamke says this ordinance has a creative clause that she hopes will be a deterrent to lawbreakers, with special attention paid to music violators.
And the penalty is, first violation is an hour of community service. That being, and not limited to, listening to an hour of music of our choice, the city's choice. And we have some selections. Art Lawrence Welk and James Galway flute music, and I have some Boxcar Willie and John Denver. And
the noise ordinance went on the books in September. So far, no one has been arrested for violating the ordinance, but there is a certain amount of volume coming out of the debate.
I did give one warning, and that was kind of a baited situation.
Battle Lake Chief of Police, Joe Jelmstead.
Former Chief of Police, Cecil Sheely, had told me before the ordinance went into effect that he was going to be the first violator, and he was going to play his polka music and see if he got to listen to the Bee Gees and Lawrence Welk, because he liked that type of music.
Jelmstead says the ordinance has gotten people's attention. He says while most people focus on the part of the ordinance that requires community service of listening to the music of the city's choice, there are options. A fine or community service work such as picking up trash or cleaning public toilets. Jelmstead says reaction to the ordinance has broken into groups that support it, those that think it's silly, and plan violations.
And then you've got the young people, which have been surprisingly interested in finding out what constitutes a violation. I actually had a group from the high school up there going to do a story in the school paper about the ordinance.
Jelmstead says he expects local kids will respect the ordinance. He doesn't think it will create any more work for his department. He says it's simply an effort to put people on notice to be more respectful of other people's rights to a quieter environment. But some people are upset about the law. These are not folks wondering about the constitutionality of what some might consider cruel and unusual punishment. No, these are people who feel their taste is being questioned. Mayor Bobby Tamke got a phone call from a woman who learned about the ordinance on the internet.
She was very upset that we were using BG music as sort of a punishment, and that the people on the internet were all going ballistic. She said, I have 17 Bee Gees CDs, and she said the only music that is played in my brand new Volvo is Bee Gee music.
Having to pay a fine to go up and listen to Lawrence Welk or somebody else's music for an hour, that's malarkey.
Don Schottsnyder is one of two Battle Lake City Council members to vote against the ordinance. Schottsnyder supports the intent of the ordinance. Obviously, he wishes his colleagues had stuck to a fine, the appropriate penalty. He says he'd like to amend the ordinance to make it a bit more specific, and he's not happy about some of the national attention the ordinance has drawn.
It kind of POs me because we got to be a laughingstock. And, I mean, I got telephone calls from Chicago. Radio stations wondering about this deal, and I just kind of, well, we don't need that type of publication.
Schottsnyder believes that once a few people are arrested for violating the ordinance and pay a fine, interest will die off. He plans to work to amend the ordinance to eliminate the community service provision that calls for the listening sessions. Until then, city officials say the ordinance will be enforced. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.